Let all honest Protestants merrily sing, for to your great comfort glad tidings I bring, to cheer up the spirits of every soul, who did on the sorrows of Britain condole. The brave Prince of Orange is come to subdue the friars and all the whole Jesuit crew, and crown the whole nation with perfect content in having the choice of a free parliament. Sound men of undoubted integrity will use their endeavor the nation to free from that slavish yoke which we justly did fear, which Rome would have lain upon Protestants here. But having a valiant and renowned prince who ventures his life in the kingdom's defense, then let's be united in love and content, and we shall be blessed in this free parliament. Sometime serving persons were trusted of late with more than was reason in matters of state, as being ambitious of fame and renown, they strove for to trample our liberties down. Yet while they did exercise this insolence, we did not dispeak in our own just defense. But now to our comfort and perfect content, we hope to be blessed in the free parliament. The Jesuits thought it would never be day, while here they did bear such an absolute sway. They frowned on the Protestants, cursing the test, but now at the last comes the cream of the jest. Brave Orange, he brought in an army and fleet, which made the poor Jesuits forced to retreat. And some that are taken to prison are sent, and trembles for fear of a free parliament. Our charters was taken away when they pleased, and the learned bishops unworthily seized, and hurried to prison like criminals then. But God in his mercy restored them again. Now those that for honor the laws overruled, in process of time will be plaguily schooled. Alas, it will then be too late to repent, we being all blessed with a free parliament. Our places of trust was committed to those who then was the church's implacable foes, and daily they acted contrary to law to keep the poor Protestants always in awe. But heaven was pleased in mercy to send a brave Prince of Orange to be our good friend. Then let us receive him with joy and content, and we shall be blessed with a free parliament. This vast undertaking may chronicled be, if that we consider it in each degree. He came to this nation for Protestants' good, and conquered without the effusion of blood, a thing never known in all ages before. But God would in mercy in people restore. Then let us endeavor of sin to repent, and we may be blessed in our free parliament. The French king in wrath he does threaten us still, and if such a tyrant might have his will, the Protestants he would soon sacrifice by bloody strange tortures which he would devise. Then let us all pray the Lord then Britain may pull down this tyrant's great pride, and England may flourish with joy and content, and blessed in the choice of a free parliament. Since the Prince of Orange is come to our aid, we hope soon to flourish and have a good trade. Let us be united like true Christians all, and then our enemies' hopes will be small. There's none but divisions that ever can wrong these Protestant nations to which we belong. Let's all be united in love by consent, then shall we be blessed in a free parliament. The papists now wishes they may not agree, they always desire distraction to see, but being all Protestant members, no doubt, but they will be careful here how they fall out. Let heavenly blessings fall down like a dew upon the great prince and the parliament too, and we may enjoy here peace, love, and content, and blessed in the Protestant free parliament.